a life-changing incident from the life of Arjunacharya. Arjunacharya was writing a commentary on Bhagavad Gita when the shloka where Lord Krishna says, "He protects what we have and provides what we lack," appeared. Arjunacharya wondered, "Well, Lord won't come himself. He may send what we need through his agents. Let me change his words from I bear the burden and deliver, and instead write I send some agent who delivers. After some time, I shall go and take bath now." In the meantime, two very beautiful boys came with a cart full of highly valuable items like fruits, grains, ghee and vegetables. Arjunacharya's wife was at home. "My dear mother, Arjunacharya has sent these goods for you. Please take delivery." "Acharya asked you to carry so much burden. I can't believe he can do this." "He wanted us to carry this stuff on our head. We said it's too heavy." "I refused to carry these items on my head, so he has beaten me." "Arjunacharya is not so cruel. Why did he do such a thing? Okay, please rest and eat something." "We must leave now. If he sees us here, he would scold us." "No, no, you sit down. I will prepare foodstuff for you." Arjunacharya returns after taking bath. "Acharya, I didn't know you were so cruel." "Oh, what do you mean?" "You were compelling them to carry so much burden on their head. You have even beaten one of them when he refused to do so." "What are you saying? Why would I do such a thing?" When Arjunacharya heard the whole incident from his wife, he understood what had happened. "Oh, my Lord is so great. He has shown that he actually personally bears the burden and delivers what we need. Because I cut his alphabets, he showed those beating marks." Moral: Krishna's potency is unlimited. We cannot understand his power by our infinitesimal intelligence. He expands himself to interact with each and every spirit soul personally.